How many friends and family do you know who have been stressed out planning a wedding? Big weddings, they can be large, they can be stressful, and then the wedding day comes, and that's not so great because you're so stressed out. Enter Simply Eloped. This is a Boise-based wedding planning company with a simple mission to make getting married fun, easy, and affordable. Matt Daly and Janessa White are the owners and operators of Simply Eloped, and they join me in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thank
hey,
you.
Hey, thanks.
First question, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, it's kind of a long story. I was in New York a couple years ago, and I was just hanging out in Central Park, and I sit down on a park bench, and I just start chit-chatting with the fella who is sitting next to me. And he told me about how he's a wedding officiant, and how as a wedding officiant, it can be difficult to find new customers. And this fella and I, we really just kind of hit it off, and we exchanged contact information, and I come back to Boise, and I talked to my friend Cody Ruddy about this experience, and we put our heads together, and we decided, for whatever reason, to start a business that helped this guy get gigs as a wedding officiant in New York. And so my friend Cody and I, we worked on this thing for about 8 months, and our relationship with that wedding officiant didn't really work out. And then Cody, who's a really amazing artist, got this great opportunity to move to San Francisco to pursue his art career. And so Janessa had an opportunity to kind of step in. And while Cody moved into more of an advisory role with the project, Janessa was able to take more of a lead role with me. And so we worked on this business for a little while longer. And then while we were getting deeper into it, we realized there's all these people who are really, really stressed out about planning these big weddings. And there's a growing body of people who, instead of doing the big, expensive wedding, would rather do like a cheaper, more affordable, easy to plan elopement ceremony. But there weren't many companies that were set up to help customers like this. And so we ended up moving away from that previous project and then starting Simply Eloped with the mission of connecting with these people who wanted to have the easier to plan, more affordable ceremonies.
And is that really what it came from, was that people do want beautiful weddings, but it's that stress and, frankly, it's the expense of a wedding?
Definitely. I mean, just like you said, we saw a lot of our own personal friends who were spending so much money, you know, upwards of like $36,000 on their wedding, and then they walk away from it and they didn't even have that much fun. It was stressful, and it was too hot, and someone fainted, and just so many terrible things. I mean, it's an event. At any event, something
right.
can go wrong. And so it's definitely like easier to control when you've got like 10 or two people as opposed to 100 or 200.
And what I understand from doing some research on your company is that it's not really that traditional elopement if you don't want it to be that. It's not like we're going to secret away and get married and then come back and say, hey, we got married. It's more about taking that stress away, but you can invite people to your wedding if you want to.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely it's a bit difficult because you're right. I think former generations see elopements as getting hitched or mm-hmm. shotgun weddings. So it seems synonymous with that, with those terms, but it seems to be evolving into its own thing. You know, there's other terms that are coming about, pop-up weddings, micro weddings, but it seems elopement is the one that's really sticking.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It's redefining itself. It's now kind of adventure elopements, doing it out in the mountains or, you know, personalizing your vows or bringing your dogs as your witnesses. I mean, everyone personalizes it to really have it match their own personality of the relationship, as opposed to large weddings, which tends to be just more cookie cutter. You're in control of very few things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you have three different levels of weddings when it comes to cost and preparation. But also, most of these are destination, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you started in doing them in New York and New Orleans, mm-hmm. because from what I understand is that that's where most people were Googling elopements.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of interest for people to elope in those cities. And then once we expanded, we realized that beyond kind of the more urban elopement experience, a lot of people want these really cool, like, nature immersive experiences. And so we're doing a lot right now in Colorado, where people might climb a mountain and get married at the top of the mountain and have some really amazing photography opportunities.
Or Hawaii.
Right, mm-hmm. I saw that. Mm-hmm. And I saw the mountains of Idaho.
And the mountains of Idaho recently.
Right,
yeah.
I'm speaking with Matt Daly and Janessa White about their company, Simply Eloped. And is this aimed towards millennials more? And I know anyone can get eloped, but the reason why I ask that is it can be a lot of money, as you said, Janessa, to get married. Mm-hmm. So you offer packages. I think I saw one at what as low as just a couple of $100s mm-hmm. to get married. And you're doing the planning and all of that. They basically have to pay for their airfare to Hawaii and show up. But then they still want it pretty. And what I mean by that is you still want to put the pictures on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a certain niche market that's going towards your company?
So I feel like that's actually a two-part answer.
Okay.
First of all, you're right. We work really, really hard to not only keep it affordable, but to have a high quality. And so as you're trolling our Instagram, you see that all of the pictures are lovely, not just because of the couples and the settings, but also we find really high quality photographers that are willing to partner with us because it's such a fun thing to do elopements. And we do high volume. But then the second part of like, who is our audience? You'd be shocked. It's people who don't want to have a big wedding for their second marriages. We do a lot of vow renewals. It's a ton of millennials, but what we offer really seems to, we attract all sorts of people. And I think that's what's also really special. You know, it's not just one demographic of human, you know, it's we kind of reach a whole bunch of different people, which is really wonderful.
When you plan this, and I know, Matt, you had said, you know, you'd worked with an officiant, so you kind of knew that there was a need, but were you surprised by how this took off?
Yeah. Definitely. it definitely seemed like once we started Simply Eloped and spent a few months figuring out how to plan these ceremonies and how to connect with customers, that it definitely grew really, really fast. And this year, as we've started doing more of the nature-oriented elopement experiences, that growth is further elevated. And yeah, over the next few months, we plan to expand into a number of more markets and offer cool locations that we haven't offered in the past, and we expect that to continue.
Can you tell us what those are?
We have booked, so this is our 2-year anniversary this month, Simply Eloped, and in that time we've booked over 1,000 ceremonies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. So, and the cool thing is now it started out Matt and I, and now we are hiring. We've brought on a team. We have an advisor. Like we're really growing out from this like small 2-person run company to really a medium sized company, which is so fun.
What if a couple comes to you and says, "We want to get married in Fiji," and you don't have a location in Fiji? That's not something that you offer. At this point, can you do something like that?
It's tough.
Is it tough?
Yeah, it's tough. Only because it's really difficult to find the exact right person to bring onto our team.
Because you're talking like about quality.
Photographer. Exactly. So we're not just going to go find Joe Schmo who's like, yeah,
I have an iPhone. I can take pictures. Yeah. I can show up.
Well, and also we have really strong values as a company. You know, we really believe that anyone of any economic stature should be able to get married. We do believe in same-sex marriages. And so, and then on top of that, like we want these to be personalized, high quality. I mean, we have very strong values as a company. And to find someone who really embodies that is a challenge.
So when you look for these new locations, because you said you're going to be adding some new locations.
We will.
I'm assuming you have to go there and you have to vet people. I mean, this, and when we think about weddings, I mean, it's lovely. This sounds great, but it sounds like there's a lot of work on, you know, the front end that people may not be aware of.
Definitely.
So tell me a little bit about that, because does that go back to true quality control of what you're going to be offering someone? Because even though they don't want to spend a lot of money, they still are spending money. And this is one of the most monumental days of
Definitely.
Someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, yeah. So
Absolutely.
We put a lot of time into finding the right vendors that match our standards as well as our values. And also it can take a lot of work to figure out the right way to make marriages legal in all these different places
right.
because different states have different
oh,
laws.
Good
and,
point.
Yeah, and I think people come to us because we have kind of the institutional knowledge to be able to make the weddings legal in all these places, and we can help people figure that out.
And I have to wrap you up
because
we're running out of time. Matt Daly and Janessa White with Simply Eloped.
Thank
we'll put
you.
A link on our website to your website.